Chapter 103. Down, deep down. It sure is dark down there, but this is where one wants to go, so one must go on. One must descend, sink, and plummet. Must immerse and wallow in the ebb and flow, the back and forth, ride the ups and downs, the fiction of the friction between different factions. One must drift with the flotsam and the jetsam, entertain the trivial. One must assimilate the good, the bad, and the ugly, partake of the dark, savour the dim, and sound out the chasm, stow it in the hold, sow it in a field, field it, pitch it high and long, swing it by the tail, knit and purl it, twist and twirl it. Wait a minute, I think I've lost the thread. Where was I? What can it matter now? By the time melody gets to the bottom step of entry into the slivery moon, carpet squelching underfoot, whiff of septic tank in the air, Ned, who is on the door, is there beside her. You remember Inky Ned from the previous chapter, don't you? Ned with would-be beard. Nearly bearded Ned of greasy hands and caked nails. Bed him and you'd have to boil the sheets, says M under her breath. You'd have to ask him to wear gloves, goggles and a wetsuit. What? Shouts Ned over the racket that the band is making. It's a dishevelled kind of sound, like a drunk repeatedly falling downstairs. All eyes to the front, though, as it sounds nothing like the music you'd hear upstairs, up there in the tedious, conventional, other world. How can you but admire such creative verve, such anti-panache? Who is playing? Is it the Lead Moths or the Incontinent Kittens? Melody can't tell them apart. They're all in each other's bands, in each other's hair, using each other's straps and plectrums. She surveys the joint for a chair to sit on. Ned pulls out a Polaroid from his tattered satchel and points it at the band. The Polaroid clicks and then eventually spits out a blue-grey square where the scene is soon to miraculously appear. He whips it out and fans it in the air for some reason, as if the more of the atmosphere it absorbs, the better it will be. He pops it in pocket without even looking at it, as it is a well-known fact that certain things are much improved on reflection.